This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday and happy Tuesday. You have tuned in to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm going to let this opening play for 2 days here. So glad once again to be back on the radio, just trying to get the word out that we're back on the radio after being off for about a month or so. Back on the same times, 6:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m., right here on WMIE or on WWBC, 100.7 south end of the county. When you move more north, it's 94.7 or 99.9 or WMIE 91.5 all throughout Brevard County. This is WGOD Radio. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, and God's doing a great work at our church. I've seen it grow from 10 people to around 70 now, and the Lord is just moving and shaking, and I believe that he honored, well, I don't believe it. I do believe it, but I know it. It's true whether I know it or not, and that is God honors his word, and he honors the preaching of the truth of his word. I'm seeing the results, and we are as well, each and every week. I invite you to take part in that. Why don't you come by and visit us? Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock for midweek Bible study. Sunday mornings, 10:30 a.m. The service about an hour and 10 minutes. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive. It's Island Community Church. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Many people come and visit from listening in on the radio. And I'd love it if you were one of those as well. Okay, let's get into the word. We are going to wrap up here today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, the last sermon in this series, The Armor of God. We're wrapping up Ephesians. We'll be back with Moses right after that. That's what I just started on Sunday. Moses, the man of God. And that's a 5-week series. And we just started that Sunday. That'll be playing for 5 weeks. You'll hear that on the radio here probably Wednesday. So, okay, here we go. This is parts 1 and 2. I'm going to have this opening play Monday and Tuesday. So depending on what day it is, you are listening to the armor. Actually, Paul's command to put on the armor of God.
Skin for skin. All that a man or woman has, he will give in exchange for. Wow. And what do you do at the end of the age when Matthew says, right, at that time, you will be handed over, you will be delivered up to tribulation and killed. And then it says, and many will fall away. Naturally. Because the devil has studied man his whole life, and he knows. And here it is here, skin for skin. So his method is against you, when it gets hot in the kitchen, you'll bail. When it gets hot in the kitchen, you'll cut bait and run. When it gets hot in the kitchen, you will take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell if you're hungry enough. That's where this is going. Same MO, it's in the same Acme book of tricks. It hasn't changed. You'll do anything to save your own hide. And when it hasn't rained on earth for 3.5 years, and here comes the Antichrist, who I have named the Zephyr Hills man. And he's going to ride into town in a great big blue
refrigerated. You know those refrigerated trucks? They got all those little droplets on them because they're cold. Ice cold water. That's what he's 3.5 years with no rain. And here he comes like the good humor man. Jing-ling-ling-ling-ling. Who is it? The Antichrist. Here's water. You can have all the water that you want. All you got to do, friend, is just one little thing. Write down on here that you agree to follow me. It's not a religious mark. This is just so you can go to Publix and buy water. Or you can go down here to Walmart and buy diaper. That's all. No one can buy or sell except he that has the mark. Now, Satan's got people pegged. He says that's what people are going to do. These are the tricks that he uses to get you. And Paul's trying to get you to walk around like that. By various spiritual things to protect you. Now, regarding you personally, there are probably other methods the devil could use against you. Pornography, drugs, alcohol, same-sex attraction, marriage infidelity. Here's one that could get Vinny. Girls. No, not yet, huh, Vin? At least we give him until he's 4, right? But knowing what we know now, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. But if you notice in this verse, he tells you how to win the fight when it happens to you. One more verse of what's going on before we look at the solution. Verse 12, it says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. All right, stop there. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That means that your fight, your struggle, it's not against your boss at work. It's not against your child, but something's gotten into your child. It's not against the person who just seems to hate you for no reason whatsoever. You got to peel back the layers of that onion and look deeper to discover who your real enemy is. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. When people hate you for no reason, there's a spiritual reason for it. You got to dig deeper to find out the problem is here. What the problem is here. Starts here with the word but. So my serious issue is not with my boss, but. And I just picked that out, boss. I mean, I'm the senior pastor here. God's my boss. I've got no issues with you, Lord. But you might. You might work with 8 or 10 people and your boss loves them all except you. And he just hates you. He's filled with hate. Sit down with my wife at lunch sometimes. She'll tell you stories. People that have hated her. Punched her in the face for no reason at all when you didn't do anything, because you got to peel back the layer and look and see it's the spirit inside a person that hates you, not the person. It's a bigger, it's a deeper fight than that. That's what the Bible is saying. So again, he says the struggle is against principalities or rulers, against powers. Greek word exousia means authorities. Against rulers, it's cosmokratos, meaning it's the prince of this world, or Satan. Of the darkness of this age, or against spiritual hosts of wickedness, Greek word poneros, proper name for the devil, or evil. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, he says, deliver us from hoponeros, the evil one. So So again, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age or world, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, how's that for your enemy? This is perhaps the greatest obstacle and struggle that you face on a daily basis. And that is that you were most likely unaware to the fact that it's not the person that's causing the grief in your life. It's the spiritual issue that's behind it. The person who on the outside masquerades as a doctor or lawyer, your mother-in-law, enemy at your job, even at a higher level, the president of a country, a senator or a member of Congress, a policeman, or even an animal. Ever seen a devil dog before? Some nasty, vicious, mean, evil dog? Demons, hello? Demons possess dogs too. They possess pigs. Jesus sends them into pigs. Animals can be possessed by demons as well. All right, there's the enemy. Now, what do we do about it? Verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. All right, great. Here are some clothes I can put on to endure this fight. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So truth, that's just walk in truth. Walking in the truth protects you. Walking in the truth protects you. I know for a fact, because my Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's walking in the truth. I'm walking in the truth. You see, you cannot hurt me because I am a child of God, and no weapon formed in this world can hurt me because my Bible says it. Therefore, it's the truth. That's your belt, isn't it? Yes. Gird your waist with truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Now remember, you're chained to righteousness. That is, you can't help but go out here and do good in this world. You're chained to it. You are Paul said you are a slave of righteousness. You're a slave. You used to be chained to sin. Paul was chained to this man. But you as a Christian are chained to righteousness. Walk in it. Walk in it, and the devil won't be able to get you. He won't be able to attack you. That's like I always say, anytime you're depressed or down and out, go out and do something good for someone, and it'll lift like a fog. Because you are chained to righteousness. Walk in these things. Walk in truth. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can take you out, the child of God. Righteousness, the breastplate here covering your vital organs, and righteousness. Go out here and do some good to some people today. If you find yourself depressed or in a fog, don't think about yourself. Think about others. Do something for somebody else. And watch it lift. Verse 15, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. All right, now this suggests a readiness to go out with the gospel of peace and therefore an invasion into enemy territory. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. The shield of faith. When temptations burn
when circumstances are adverse, when doubts assail, when shipwreck threatens, faith looks up and says, I believe God. I believe God. And I've got the victory. Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation. Salvation protects the most vital part on your body is your head. The helmet that God provides for you is salvation. Who can hurt you? You know, my old hero in NASCAR was Dale Earnhardt. And he even had a helmet on and died from cracking his skull. The helmet that God gives you is not going to crack. He's given you the helmet of salvation that no one can harm. No one can penetrate. Your name is engraved. Your name's written in the book of life. No one. When Paul realized that, he said, what shall we say to these things? Right. If God be for us, if God, let's personalize that. If God, no, let's personalize that like they taught me in seminary. If God is for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, if God is for you, who on this blessed earth can be against you? Who is greater than God? Who can take you out? As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed their transgressions from them. God has amnesia with your sins. I'd say that's rather good news this morning from someone who had a long list of them. That's the helmet of salvation. It don't matter what you do, devil. The Fox's Book of Martyrs might be that thick, full of people that they fed to the lions. But you can't touch me. You can't touch me. Go and meet your maker. Fine. You want to penalize me? Make me live a while longer. Those guys don't get it that say that.
Prepare to meet your maker.
All right, let's go. Bring it on. I'm ready. Again, everything goes around Indiana Jones for me. Remember? Remember we're on the boats? And he says, are you ready to die? He goes, my soul's ready. Mr. Jones, is yours? And that's the question. Is your soul ready today? Are you ready today? Satan takes people out. People, Christians die in this. Have you ever heard of a Christian that's ever died before? Or was mistreated? Or the devil took them out? 11 of the apostles died that way. But no one can touch your salvation. No one can lay a charge against God's elect. All right, lastly, it's what Paul calls the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now notice, please, everything else was for your defense. But the sword of the Spirit is your weapon. Matter of fact, it's your only weapon. It's the only weapon you have. And he tells you what that is, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Actually, it's not the Logos of God, but it's the Rhema of God. Now that means it's the spoken Word of God, not the written Word of God. You overcome the enemy the same way Jesus did when he was up on the mountain. Right? Throw yourself down. Or all the things that he said to him. It is what? Written. Jesus did that as an example to show you and I how you get the victory. Or your weapon, your sword that pierces the enemy is the spoken word of God. That's how you win this fight. The spoken word of God is your weapon. You know, the next time Satan wants to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future. I like to hear Michael Youssef say all the time, but that's right. It's the spoken word of God. I heard of this little kid, this boy at night, every time he turned the lights off, Satan would speak to him under his bed. And he'd say, you're not saved. So the boy opened up his Bible to Romans 10:13, and it says, all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And he opened his Bible, and he slid it under his bed. And he said, there it is. Read it for yourself. Then it was nothing but crickets. You see, that's why Jesus says in John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's not the, It's not the power of God that sets you free. It's the knowledge of the truth. It's the knowledge of the truth. God is on your side. God is for you. What can anyone do against you? Nothing. It is written in Revelation 12:11. It says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That is the blood. You're in whom we have redemption through his blood. It's the blood is what washes away our sins, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. It's the shedding of the blood and the word of our testimony, just like that little boy told the devil, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord. And then you pull a Polycarp and you say, do what thou wilt. If God is for you, who can be against you? We overcome by using our sword, the spoken word of God, while remembering that no weapon formed against you can prosper. All right, lastly, verse 18, he says, praying always with all prayer and praying always. Praying always. We read this earlier too, remember? In all things, praying in all things. In the 1 Thessalonians 5:23, he says, in all things give thanks. Here he said, for all things give thanks. And now here he says, praying always. Then he says, in the Spirit. Now, for some people, that might be speaking in tongues. I don't speak in tongues. But praying in the Spirit means, well, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. Praying in the Spirit is a prayer that's not audible. I mean, the devil hears your prayers if you pray them out loud. But if you pray in your, if you pray within yourself, the devil doesn't, he's not a mind reader. He can't read your prayers. He can't read your mind. He doesn't know. You commune with the Holy Spirit who's on the inside of you, and the Holy Spirit stands before God. So that's my understanding. He's not just speaking to a select group. He's talking to all Christians. Praying in the Spirit is not praying out loud. It's praying. Sometimes I'll pray to God and admit my fears to him, what I'm afraid of. But I'm not going to pray that out loud. I'm not going to tell him. I can pray that without opening my mouth. I would believe, to my understanding, that's what praying in the Spirit is. Some people speak in tongues. I don't. They can pray in the Spirit in the way that I certainly can't. Let's wrap it up. Verse 19. His last prayer. He says, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly. Isn't that good to know, Darren, that Paul needed prayer. He needed help to go out here and preach and to speak in front of others. We're in good company. Pray for me, he says, that utterance may be, that I may know what to say, what to preach, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, so that I may speak it boldly as I ought to speak. But that you also may know my affairs and how I'm doing. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord, he will make all things known to you, whom I have sent to you for this very purpose, that you may know our affairs and that he may comfort your hearts. Peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I have seen so many teardrops fall to the ground. I've held the hand of God's children, once lost and now found. I have walked it and I know that my King is in life, and no other one has the love you provide. I want all who I meet to see you through me. I want all that I speak to be you. If there's with the desire to give you control, to lay down all my dreams so you have my heart in full. Lord, I know this weary battle, it begins on my knees. In everything, I want you to be pleased. I want all who I meet to see you. I can hear their hearts reviving. Through you, there's nothing we can't do. Oh, no, oh. Let's carry the people crying and be a generation fighting to lead the lost into your hands. If there's anything that I would pray, it's that the